Brad and Brit, Brad and Brit, the perfect combination of brawn and wit. Politics, sports, and trending shit. Let's tune into Brad and Brit.
It is the Brad and Brit cast, our first one for this week. We did not have one on Monday, and I feel like it's time to talk here, Brit. What do you think?
Okay. Family meeting?
Family meeting right now. Family meeting right now. Why have so many Brad and Brit casts not occurred in the last few weeks? And the answer is that I have a developing medical crisis that I hope will not become a fatal medical crisis. It's just that simple. And I've spent several days at the North Carolina Cancer Hospital at Chapel Hill. And they are studying what they've been able to get out of my bone marrow, which if anyone's ever been through that, it's a delight. And I've had three of those procedures because I have not a lot going on inside my bones. Now, I haven't had a lot going on inside my brain for a long time, but suddenly the numbers came in about a month ago, and my red cells and my white cells and my platelet numbers have they have crashed worse than the Las Vegas Raiders season.
Hey,
has crashed.
Got a chance at being 5-5 after Sunday. Watch it.
I hope I'm 5-5 by next week.
Exactly.
Anyway, I can't tell you exactly what I've got working here, but the good news is, as you can tell, I look normal, I feel normal, and I'm acting as strange as I always do, which is a good thing considering what can happen to some people at this point. So I'm really optimistic, and they've got great people at UNC working on this. I get text messages. I get phone calls.
You got a team. There's a whole team.
We got the team working crayons. And
just to clarify,
last week, one of the techs taking my blood did admit to really liking the Brad and Brit show FM Talk 101.1 WZTK.
Oh, that's funny. Did you tell them that statistically they didn't exist? You told them they're don't.
Right. So the bottom line is, right at this moment, the reason I can't tell you exactly what I've got working here is that I'm a tough case. I'm a tough case in that it's very likely I may have something that's 3 out of 100,000 people. It's one of those. But rest assured that the minute I find out, I'm going to be setting up my GoFundMe page to try to scam money from you. Even if I am well insured, even if I do have those things.
That's what I wanted to do. You're going to ruin it. But just to clarify, though, you're going to the cancer center, but you have not received a cancer diagnosis at all.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Which is good. I've had all kinds of scans and things, the kind of stuff that really would show. So that's the reason. So on any given day, sometimes I get called. Sometimes for an updated blood test but usually not without notice. Britt, I don't think I've hit you with at 8 o'clock at night, suddenly I have to be gone the next day. And I try not to do that because it's just not a nice thing, but that's the reason. Keep those cards and letters coming, and we're hoping for the best. And I really think I'm in pretty good hands. So there it is. That's the answer. Okay.
There's another medical story that just popped up on my phone. It says infants are born with syphilis in growing numbers, a sign of a wider epidemic.
You know, see, here's the thing. When you're in my position where like you're thinking about your health a lot more than you normally do.
Sure.
And you see I saw that headline. And I go, wait, I don't have room for that one right now. I don't have room for it. Can't fit it in there.
It's become more than 10 times as common over the past decade. I used to beg you. I would say people really are dumber now than they were like 50 years ago, right? I mean, there's like all kinds of evidence that people really are dumber. And you would never, nope, not going to do it. Not going to bite. Not going to go along with that. I think there's a lot of evidence. There's a fair amount of evidence.
Well, if you're going to say that, then I'm going to start us with this without even giving you a choice off the list. Over the weekend, panic set across the land.
Yeah.
Because of some polling results that came out courtesy of the New York Times and Siena College.
We do need to talk about this.
And you can pick whichever thing you want to panic about if you choose to. I'm not going to panic about it. But this one goes to the how dumb are they.
Exactly.
Here it is. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., could get up to 26% support from registered voters in the six key battleground states that were polled and were spoken of in the New York Times poll. By the way, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's not exactly a kid, okay?
No.
He's 69.
Yeah.
And if I recall, wasn't that Reagan's age when he was first elected president?
That's a great
and
question.
He was considered a doddering old man, which he was.
Mm.
But putting that aside, he gets 22% in Wisconsin, 23 in Nevada and Pennsylvania, 24 in Georgia, and 26 in Arizona. And
that's Michigan. That's a good memory for you. Ronald Reagan was 69 years, 349 days when he was inaugurated January 20th, 1981. So he was nearly 70.
Well, Britt, when it comes to 69, I don't forget.
You should. I think it's overrated.
I didn't mean anything by that. No. And you're over there giggling.
I know.
Like a Mike Johnson.
This will kill you.
Well, I'm born with my kid.
Are you going to be my accountability partner?
RFK Jr. is most popular with young would-be voters. 34% of respondents, 18 to 29. 31% of the 30 to 44 people say they would support him in a three-way race. Now, I'm going to pass off all of this to mass ignorance. These are the groups of people, the younger you get, the less attention they pay to politics. They don't read the same.
No, I think they paid a lot of attention to the way that he looks at foreign policy, and I think they like his position.
Yeah.
I believe that they've looked at his economic papers, and they realize this guy's got the magic touch.
Right. And Britt, I don't want to get in contact with RFK Jr. because the first thing he would say to me is, how often were you vaccinated, Krantz?
How often were you vaccinated?
Now you know why you're sick.
Oh, wait a minute. Have you seen, did I mention, I think I texted you guys, our friend Greg Hunter now says Matthew Perry was definitely killed by the vaccine.
I know.
Matthew Perry, 100% laid dead by the vaccine.
Who texted that the minute he died? Who was it, Rick?
That was you. You were on it. But again, he's beyond parody. He can't do it. So the vaccine just lays in your system. It decides in one day, poof, you're done. It's not like immediate. It's not 6 months. It could be 3 years. It could be 5 years. You're a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If Kennedy does make the ballot, and this is the big deal because the deadline for being on a ballot is approaching pretty quickly. And the good news in all this is it's still more likely to be a hurtful thing for Trump than it is for Biden, but he would take votes from both sides. But back to the broader concept of the stupidity of the American people, because the Democrats have a couple of ways to approach, Joe Biden's terrible approval numbers, besides just ignoring them and saying, well, Obama had low numbers and Clinton had low numbers at the same point. They got reelected easily. And so don't worry about it. You can't do that. You can't count on history repeating itself that way. No. Because remember, they did specific things to turn things around so that they would be reelected. Bill Clinton in a landslide, I guess. And Obama didn't blow out Romney, but he beat him handily enough.
Yeah.
If I read one more column by one more writer, and these are the best writers, and I respect them, and I know they're right, this whole thing of addressing how this huge swath of America thinks this is the worst economy in the history of the country. And right. Joe Biden has managed us into really a depression.
Yeah.
You'll watch a package on TV. I saw one yesterday. I think it was on CNN. And the person looked straight into the camera and said, we got to do something about this unemployment. Why is it? I'm not kidding.
I know. Well, I'm not kidding. It's very clear that the narrative that the economy was much better under Donald Trump than Joe Biden has not only taken root, but it's blossoming. I mean, that's a narrative that is swallowed by a lot of people in this country. There's no way you can argue with, again, if you're arguing facts and throwing facts at them, you're losing. It's just a narrative that has happened, and it has been accepted by a lot of people in America.
The fact is that there is now, for the most part, permanent embedded inflation
right
into the price of a lot of goods and services, just about all of them, whether it's the price of food, whether it's the price of cars. The price of gasoline, though, we got to talk about the facts on this one. And I know they mean nothing, because these same people would talk about how high the price of gasoline is. And I'm going to cut off the West Coast. Okay. California,
they have their own problems.
The price of gasoline out there was high when it was $1.20 here. It was probably $4.50 out there. That's a different discussion. But for 47 states right now, and I know you've seen it, Britt, I'm not a lying, gasoline where we live is below $3 a gallon. It's not just one place. Almost every place is $2.99.
Yeah.
Or less. And I haven't been over to Costco. I assume when it's $2.99 at the branded stations, it'll be $2.68 or something like that.
It's in the 270s at BJ's. Places like Virginia and South Carolina, it's in the 270s.
I guess we get to whine about this, because on the way up, it was Joe Biden who was intentionally raising prices to force us all into electric vehicles. Wasn't that part of the plan?
Part of the stupid narrative that's been swallowed again by way too many people.
Which was never true. Yeah. Now, the price of gasoline is back down. And I know, Britt, you and I are obsessed with the inflation calculator.
Yeah, but I love it.
I guarantee you the real price. I know we have morons in this country who cannot even begin to understand the very sophisticated idea of what the real price is.
Right.
If you compare what $3 is today to what 99 cents was probably 25 years ago, and gasoline wasn't even 99 cents, 25. It was probably $1.50. That it doesn't matter. Gasoline is cheap as shit. Cars get way better mileage, unless you're a moron who feels they have to have a Ferrari. And then if you can afford a Ferrari, you can afford that kind of gas. It doesn't mean anything to you. It doesn't matter. So Biden he's a dead bang loser from the left, from the right, from the up, from the down on this. And that's why the economy is so bad. And if we could just get Donald Trump back in there,
right?
It's tough to fight that. It is tough to fight that.
I don't know. I don't know what you do. I mean, information is information, and people have, and obviously the inflation that's impacted every American family, that's given them a negative view of the economy. Never mind that the labor market continues to do very well. By the way, I put it in the inflation calculator. $2.80 today equals about $1.50 in 1997.
1997. That's not that long ago.
It's 26 years ago. It's more than a quarter century. That's a little bit ago.
But the price of gasoline is, from a a mental standpoint by the public, completely impervious to the idea of inflationary hikes, just because that's inflation over time. It just is.
But a dollar and 25 cents in 1990 equals $2.86 in today's dollars.
There you go. So but I guarantee you, if you look at the price of a college education,
yeah, that's
in
different.
1990 compared to now.
Well, also, medical,
it's five times more. It's just crazy.
Medical stuff and college stuff is like, does not follow the standard inflation model at all. Yeah, the medical bills and medical procedures in 1990 were a pittance of what they cost today, as you might well know.
Right. And by the way, to dig below this, in all the research that I've seen about the way this question gets answered by people who reflexively think that Donald Trump, the greatest businessman in American history, who pulled himself up from his bootstraps and walked 25 miles a day to school to educate himself and come from nothing. I know you people think he got $400 million from his old man to get started. That's just a lot. But people who believe that Donald Trump has economic understanding that far is superior to not just Joe Biden, but to really anybody. How do you counter that? And I guess you counter it. You keep beating the people with facts. Well, one thing I like that I hear that just kills me is, I really admire Trump. He's out there all the time. Of course, these are people that don't even see the fact that he's in court several days a week. They have no idea, because remember, in right-wing world, the court proceedings are just, they're back of the page. They don't count. And if they do move to the front of the page, it's Donald Trump once again tells the truth that the system is fixed and that he's unfairly being politically targeted by the Biden justice system. That's the only way they know about what's going on. They don't know that Donald Trump and his family have been stripped bare this week and last week and exposed for the liars that they are. They are guilty, and that Trump, and I can't believe that this is coming forth, that his misbehavior, it's a polite way of saying it, Britt, his misbehavior in court on Monday, trying to channel the insanity of the Chicago 7 or Al Pacino in court.
You're out of order.
I'm at Jack Nicholson. Right.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. Again, you know what? It's brilliant. We don't even realize it. He's seventh dimension chess. This is going to allow him to win on appeal, because he's going to get that judge to crack and to say something inappropriate that will get overturned on appeal. And you folks can't even begin to understand it. And those kind of stories, of course, ignore the fact that he flat out admitted, right, that he was in on the miscalculation, the intentional miscalculation of the values of his properties. He was completely on board with it. And anything else, of course, has always been a lie. And they don't realize that the Trumpers, that Trump's trying to have it both ways. And you're buying into it. You buy into the fact that this is a hands-on guy who knows everything that's going on. And it was always said, nothing moves at the Trump organization. Michael Cohen has said this 100 different ways, and Cohen was there, that Trump approved everything. Will you buy some new pencils down the street? Trump had to approve it. Now in court, I had nothing to do with this. You trust your accountants, and then you just sign the paper. And those two things can't be true at the same time, can they?
No, but going back to the very disturbing numbers that the New York Times and Siena released over the weekend about the swing states, it's very clear that less than a year until the election. In 361 days, whatever it is, Donald Trump could be elected president. Right now, as it stands, he could be elected president again. Now, within those numbers, as you dig down, there's this, that, and the third. There's also a lot of people that said if he is convicted of a crime, and I don't know if they consider the civil trial to be a crime worthy of it, then they would lose his support, and then Joe Biden goes back in the lead in some of those states.
Well, so that's what I've been leaning on, you know, for all these years. I'm still going to lean on it because he's not just going to get tagged here for a big fine, and he's going to lose all his businesses, which I assume when that happens, when they take away his business license in New York, which undercuts much of what he's been all about, you know, running the fraud scheme, the three card Monty scheme off of Sixth Avenue there by 48th Street. He's that guy standing there with the three things. Is it, where's the ball? Is it under this one?
Yeah,
under
that? Under this one. Yeah.
He won't even be allowed to do that anymore. That once that happens, does that pierce at any level the magic of the Don Trump business acumen?
It shouldn't have to be that way. It shouldn't have to rely on, well, let him get a conviction and then I'll take another look at
Well, this really does get back to, you know, that I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and they'd still support me. I mean, so far that's held. And it's held until it doesn't hold anymore. And
we're going to have to come face to face with this America that we thought we knew. This is not what we thought we knew. We may live in a country of either people who are extremely ignorant, who do not want to have any association with the facts, or people that really agree with whatever ugliness that this guy has, the racism, the jingoism, the all of that stuff. One of those,
by the way, both excellent choices.
I mean, either way you, but the ignorance fades away because you've had many of us understand and remember the 4 years, and they were fucking awful. Apparently, to a segment of America, they've either forgotten or it wasn't that bad. Really, it really wasn't that bad.
Well, the mass cognitive dissonance, almost group by group, is enough to make you fall out of your chair. For instance, if you buy into whatever uptick Donald Trump now has in support among American Muslims, which always zeroes back in on Michigan and Dearborn, Michigan,
right,
and folks like that, if you zero in on that, and supposedly that's because Joe Biden is,
he's killing Palestinians, he's murdering Palestinians,
he's pro-Israel.
Joe Biden is engaged in genocide of Palestinians. That's what they're saying.
If you take that to its logical conclusion and you go, well, I can't vote for Joe Biden anymore. I'm an Arab American. I have relatives in that part of the world. That's where I came from. And he's supporting Israel. We're sending them more aid and more arms. And he doesn't care anything about my people. So I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. This is the guy that proposed a Muslim ban. A ban on all Muslims coming into this country,
right?
As he was taking the presidency. Do you remember that? So what? Everything gets forgotten.
And I would remind everyone that Michigan was the one that made that was the state that made a lot of headlines by having Democratic governor, Democratic legislature. They got it. It's blue. And now, as they say, well, things are kind of up in the air.
And we'll see.
Things a little bit up in the air. You can't just brush these poll numbers off. You just, as you pointed out, I don't know if it's going to end up being the gospel. I know a year from now, we're either going to say, man, those poll numbers were bullshit. Those guys need to get their act together. Or are we going to go like, no, we kind of saw it. We kind of had a harbinger. Yeah.
They did oversample Republicans on this.
Okay.
There was some oversampling of Republicans. And I think Britt, in our deck of cards, we do have a couple of get out of jail free or jokers that we get to use every once in a while and just say, I don't believe this. I don't believe that actual support for Donald Trump has grown so markedly. And I don't believe that support for Joe Biden has collapsed in the way that the polls may be looking at it right now, because there's just a lot of cross currents, a lot of shit flying back and forth. And you know what? When you're the guy in the chair, yeah, you take the heat. But the campaign has not started yet. And this idea that Donald Trump is this vigorous guy who's still out there campaigning. Where's Joe Biden? What? Oh, he's only fucking doing his job. He's only getting on airplanes and flying into war zones.
Yeah, why isn't Joe Biden?
I'm telling you, this is what's going on. He's more vigorous. Trump is so vigorous, and Joe Biden has a foot in the grave. He can't speak. He can't walk. He can't. And it's just not true. And the number of gaffes that the Trump makes, including, by the way, on the witness stand, on Monday, when he was asked directly, why didn't you do this or this or that? Why did you fudge these numbers? I didn't fudge those numbers. I was busy handling the president. I was busy with foreign relations. This was in 2021. He wasn't the president anymore.
They had to remind him.
And on the stand, he's saying that he didn't fuck with the numbers that were given to the accountants, who then filed bad estimates because he was busy being president. Yeah, in his mind, he wasn't president anymore. So who's the senile one here? Who's the dementia one here? It's Trump. Mm-hmm. It's totally Trump. the folks have got to be convinced of that, Britt. It just can't be old versus crazy. Can't be just old versus
crazy. No, it's old versus old and crazy. You'll recall that during the throes of the pandemic, when Trump needed his dopamine fix and they had to schedule that rally in Tulsa, which turned out to be an absolute disaster, ended up killing Herman Cain, right?
God rest his soul. 999.
That was what they were doing when you know Trump had to get out there in front of the people and get his love from the people. I keep thinking, and I keep hearing, gosh, it's just a messaging problem. You know, if the White House if they just get that messaging out there and they can make the people understand how good the economy really is and how Joe Biden's been a good president. Or maybe the people are just impervious to the message, Brad. Maybe the people are just too dumb to get it.
Maybe we're using a word that has no meaning.
Messaging.
And the word is the economy. Okay. Yeah. Because people don't live in the economy. They live in their own economic world. And if people, I haven't seen any polling on this. I'm just making this up right now as we sit here. But most of America that owns a home is not moving. We're not putting our houses up for sale. Mm. We're not going anywhere because we have these fabulous mortgages that were taken out beginning 2 years ago and before during the era of low interest rates. So we're not so prone to want to sell our houses and move somewhere and go from a 3% or a 2.5% mortgage to a 7% mortgage. It just doesn't work for us. So we're kind of locked in. Now, I wonder how many people who are in that position, for instance, and that's most of us who own homes, do we say this is a bad economy? Is that Joe Biden's fault that there were practically zero interest rates following the 2008-2009 recession? Interest rates went close to zero for most of that time. And if you were a borrower, you're a winner. Those days are over. Is that Joe Biden's fault? And what would Donald Trump do to change that. You can't mandate lower interest rates now.
I would assure you, though, that a lot of the young people, though, that are not supporting Joe Biden and their support is deteriorating, they have woken up in a world where they have huge college debt, by the way.
Right.
Biden did something about that. And it seems like they won't.
They can't get their first home. They can't get a starter home.
There's the American dream, quote unquote, of owning your home is just so out of reach for them. And I'm sure there are a number of them that think Joe Biden did that to them. I'm sure a number of them are blaming Joe Biden.
Well, now I get to be the oldest man on the porch. You can be a little less old on the porch. Yeah. There is no God-given right to own a house when you're 24.
Well,
most of us don't own a house when we're 24.
No. In fact, 24-year-olds getting into home ownership en masse was kind of the problem right around 2008, 2009, over a period of time.
Yeah. So maybe expectations and reality are
but you can't say that. Joe Biden can't get up and the Democrats can't get up and go, you little snot-nosed punks, get over yourselves. You're going to have to wait till your 30s to get a house. Ah, fuck you, old man. Under Trump, we had fetuses getting homes. You know, you just can't do that. I don't know. I'm obviously very pessimistic right now. I don't like where we're headed. I don't know what this portends for the local elections, if the guy at the top of the ticket is going to be in such malaise, I have no idea. I'm very scared about the next governor of North Carolina, obviously. And, you know, on down the line, I think there's a number of people in America that if you went up to them, it's a good chunk. I don't know if it's a majority. I don't know what. But if you said, are you OK with democracy ending in America? And a few more, I think there's a more than a few of them go, yeah. Yeah, I think democracy is a bad idea anyway. It's bullshit. Because you've heard that constant drumbeat and you've heard it for decades on talk radio. We are not a democracy. This is not a democracy that we live in. Democracy is bad. Neil Bortz used to say it was mob rule. Neil Bortz used to say democracy was mob rule.
I do believe our esteemed Speaker of the House played the this is not a democracy, it's a republic card.
That's right. So I feel like that message has...
You know what? I'm going to get a good read on this from someone in that age group at Thanksgiving, because our daughter, who is 31, has been living in Amsterdam since July. And so she's now had July, August, September, October, you know, almost 5 months.
She's been poisoned.
To soak in a different system and what it's like to live there day to day. And the differences and the likes and all I can say is, and I'm not saying that, you know, the United States is the greatest because of what I'm about to tell you, but she sent us a text the other day and said, I just ordered a bunch of stuff from Sephora.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have the box in the other room. It just got delivered.
Yeah.
Because she can't get everything she wants off of Amazon in
USA.
It's not all the same over there. It's not the same.
USA.
You can't order anything here and have it sent there. That's not possible. So obviously not the most important thing, but just little nuggets.
She's over there where people can get sick and not go broke. She's got, it's not going to be a good sample size at Thanksgiving. She's been poisoned. Her mind's been poisoned.
Right. We'll see. I mean, she's been working and getting a paycheck there for 5 months, and by now she'll be able to really see what the difference is and the kind of deductions that they take out. Or when new workers from the United States go to Europe, high skilled workers like her, there are some tax breaks that they get. But we'll see. But one thing's for sure, she didn't trade in her car that she had in Chicago for a bicycle, because she'd already given up her car. She didn't need a car when she lived in Chicago.
Have you given her the news that
David Ross? She's got a bike. What?
Did you give her the news that David Ross has been fired as the manager of the Cubs? Did you happen to give her that news? World Series hero David Ross was summarily fired as the...
You know what? I'm going to do that because, you know, she lived in Chicago two blocks from Wrigley Field. And
I know she was heavily pretending to care about baseball in 2016. I don't know if that's faded away.
Yeah, she absolutely pretended to care about baseball because her boyfriend did. And they went to games and and it was great. And I'm sure she will know Dave Ross is.
Ross. Craig Counsell, the former Brewers guy. They saw him on the market and they said, we'll take that guy. And by the way, fuck you, David Ross. Been nice knowing you. Yeah. Peace out.
All right. So here's a fun way for us to leave. Yesterday, Sunday. No, not, I guess it's 2 days ago.
2 days.
I did get up and I did watch the Dolphins Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, normally I don't watch those Sunday morning games because they're usually crappy games.
Yes.
But you knew this was going to be a good one. This is probably the one that they wanted for Sunday night, right, on NBC.
This is two contenders, and I'm hating to say it, but I'm really getting used to the 9:30 games, and I hate it when they're not on.
Yeah. And I'm in my chair. Sometimes I fall asleep for 2 minutes, wake back up. And next thing I hear is the entire stadium singing Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver. All right. And first thing that comes to my mind is what? Something wrong with Sweet Caroline?
Well, they're in Germany.
Right. But so I'm thinking, well, why do they dig that song and sing it en masse? Because it's not as if that game, which was played, by the way, in Frankfurt, Germany, which doubles as the capital of Kentucky. A lot of people don't.
It's true.
Sorry.
It's true.
Those weren't all Americans going over to Germany to sing. It's a German thing. They sing the song. And I thought, well, what could possibly have attached the Germans to John Denver? Because I don't think of him as a German guy or
no, not at all.
Of that sort. How did that work out? Now it turns out, and again, when you do the research, you come to your podcast prepared. He did perform in Germany 6 times in his life. But again, that doesn't seem like it would be enough.
No.
So you did further digging. I remember from my younger days of listening to, that's right, American Top 40 with Casey Kasem, where he loved to give the full name of artists. And what is John Denver's middle name? It's Dürchendorf.
It's John, his last name.
Dürchendorf Denver. Yeah.
Henry John Deutschendorf Jr.
There you go. And I'm thinking, well, that's as dumb an explanation as anything else, but I'll go with it. So I'm sticking with that. It's because his name is not that far off from being Dusseldorf.
Right.
Okay. Dürchendorf. John Denver. Take Me Home, Country Roads. Okay. I guess it's better than singing, you know, some Nazi anthem.
Yes, it is.
Because
yeah, that would have been great. Fuck the Jews.
Here's your headline. Hardly any taboos left. Anti-Semitism resurges in Germany.
Yeah. Who knew that they would blow through the stop sign?
Yeah. Islamist slogans like the caliphate is the solution.
Yeah.
Seen at a protest. Haven't seen that one.
No.
Before. Of course, they're big on the from the river to the sea.
Yeah.
They like that one.
Which no, is what Congressman Tlaib has said, right?
Here's a phrase. Haven't heard this one before. You ready? And I guess this one's been around for a while. Knife in, knife out, knife red, the Jew is dead.
Seems a little...
And that's from years ago, those kids who were protesting and saying that then. So the indoctrination has been, if not dormant, maybe a little bit below the surface, but it is flowered in full, not just in Germany, not just in the United States, but seemingly all over the world.
I'm listening to the Henry Winkler memoir, the new autobiography from Henry Winkler, which he narrates, of course. His parents barely got out of Berlin like in 1939 and went, of course, to New York. And he said that his parents and a lot of the, I guess they were Ashkenazi Jews, the ones from Germany, they kind of looked down their nose on the people. They looked down on the people from Eastern Europe who had migrated over to New York and becoming New York for like a century or whatever.
Yeah. They got over that one, I think.
I think so. Well, would you like to, now I'll tell you a little bit, I'll tell you a little bit about that game on Sunday, because we've had a little fun with my gambling addiction. And I've had so far the best football season so far in terms of winning money.
You know, I was wondering, I didn't get any texts from you the last 36 hours. And I thought that must be because he's just taking it up the ass.
Oh, it was a tough weekend.
And doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, it wasn't a great weekend. So on that game, I had Tyreek Hill. I had a $100 bet on Tyreek Hill scoring two touchdowns. I think that was a plus 400. So I would have gotten a total of $500 back. I had Jalen Waddle of the Miami Dolphins scoring two touchdowns. That was a $100 bet that would have netted me $1,100. And then I parlayed those two. If everything would have come together, it's $10,000 on a $300 bet. Brad, how many touchdowns combined did those two gentlemen score on Sunday morning in Frankfurt?
Three.
Zero. Zero touchdowns.
I meant three minus three.
Those two gentlemen scored $300, and $300 was waved bye-bye by me. It's not money that came out of my account. It's what had built up. You know, it didn't come out of my bank account. It had built up in the account that I'd won previously. It's $300 that I can no longer put in any sort of account. Good news is, now that I'm losing like this, the IRS is going to be out of shit out of luck. They can't tax.
Yeah, you showed them.
Yeah. In your face, Internal Revenue Service. You think Mike Johnson's got it bad for you? Ha!